Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a story of a criminal. I just never imagined this turning out to be a criminal. It's the saddest story we've ever done on this show. Sorry, not to bring the mood down.
Okay. Well, I've got a story that'll have you buzzing.
Oh my God. If she does one
and
more
it
day.
It is not in a good way.
Oh.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story is from España.
Ah.
So
I don't
There we go.
Granada. So police pulled over a van for erratic driving and discovered the driver wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The end of the world, right?
Okay. That's not the big deal.
But then things escalated pretty quickly when the driver then reportedly threatened the officers, saying, "I should have run you over," and refused to take a breathalyzer test.
Oh, that's not good.
He walked back to his van, very calm. He opened the door. And in that moment, he released, by the way, this is a 70-year-old man, he released a swarm of bees onto the officers. They attacked, of course, both the officers to seek refuge in a nearby restaurant.
What?
The beekeeper fled the scene, but was quickly apprehended and arrested.
He just...
Las abejas.
Not bee in Spanish?
Sí.
Nice.
Claro que sí.
Sí. Oh my God, look what you're doing right now.
But of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Bees are like one of my biggest fears. Should I say,
do we have that
would be
going
my
yet?
Worst nightmare? But bees really are one of my biggest fears. And if this happened to me, I would really lose my mind.
Okay. It'd be a short trip. That's fine. My story also, not from Florida. But he's from Alabama.
Oh, down there in Alabama.
Howdy.
Police in Duncanville.
That sound.
That. It's like when you're blowing snot out your nose. You're like, people train run out of Stubville. Ain't no train out of here less than you a cattle or a hog.
This is the craziest thing that's happened on Stupid Stories.
Police in Alabama are on a lookout for a criminal, and you're not going to believe who this criminal is. It's Scooby-Doo.
What? Huh?
Scooby-Doo has pulled off some sort of caper, broke into a convenience store.
Uh-oh.
There you go. He stole cash and coins.
Huh? What?
But left all the Scooby snacks behind. Apparently, it's a feller dressed as Scooby-Doo.
What?
And he broke into a store and stole a bunch of stuff.
So this man said, I know just the disguise.
Correct.
Give me the Scooby costume.
Yes.
Let's go.
Yeah, he would have gotten away with it, too.
That's true. Police jumped into the mystery machine and they're patrolling the neighborhood looking for Scooby-Doo.
I think that we should all quit our jobs because what are we doing?
I'm thinking so. I was thinking he's more of a Scooby don't, you know what I mean?
Get out.
He act like that.
Yeah, he did.
Stupid
he did.
Dog. All yeah. right. Them was all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.